This is Conversations. I'm Melissa Montana. There is a situation where you love someone and maybe you're in a crisis because that someone, that's your spouse, that's your neighbor, that's your friend, someone close to you is an addict. And you're like, what do I do now? If you love someone that is in that situation, there is hope for you. I love it that our friend Brandon Bauer, Executive Director of the Lighthouse Ministry, wrote this book and how it's going to help so many people. I think it's a great idea. And Mr. Brandon, thank you so much for your time. Tell me, like, how did you get to a point where you said, I need to write this book because this is important?
Yeah, well, thanks, Melissa. I love being on your show and I love your listeners. So
thank you.
One of the things that we do here at the Lighthouse is men's biblical addiction work.
Yes.
And I kept getting emails and phone calls, and the question was, what do I do now that my loved one has an addiction? So what started as a phone conversation turned into an email, turned into kind of a pamphlet, and now it is a book because it is the number one question that we got here at the Lighthouse. How do I help someone in my life who's struggling with addiction?
Wow. That's a powerful question. And of course, I'm going to ask you that. But I want to say this too. This book is not overwhelming. It's a small book, doesn't take long. So you won't feel overwhelmed when you're reading it and going through it. I just want you to know that up front. Brandon, did you do that on purpose? Because it's easy to read.
I did. So it's 47 pages long.
Wow.
It's filled with scripture and it's filled with just some simple steps that you can take to just love on your family members better.
Okay, so let's start on that just a little bit. I know we can't unfold all of it, and it's in the book, but where do you start telling someone when they ask you that question? What's the first thing?
Well, the first thing I think we're called to do as believers is to just love people.
Yes.
And just because someone has an addiction doesn't mean we don't love them, but we need to learn to love them in the right way, which is not enabling them. It's speaking truth in a kind way. And the book kind of lays out some of those types of things.
Sure. When we talk about not enabling somebody else, can you explain that just a little bit? Like, what kinds of things are enabling to someone with an addiction?
Yeah, so sometimes we love someone so much, we do things that allow them to continue in their addiction.
Yes.
So we give them $20 because they're hungry, or we give them a ride to the grocery store, and, you know, they buy liquor at the grocery store while they're buying some other things,
yes,
or just some of those things. So enabling is loving someone so much that you're loving them in an unhealthy way. And sometimes it's to keep up a relationship that may be ending, but you don't want it to end. So you kind of help out and you're helping their addiction more than you're help fighting it.
I think that's a good word. And a lot of people need to hear that. And if you need to hear more, of course, you can find that out in his book, What Do I Do Now? A Guide for Those Who Love an Addict. And first, take that first step and say, how can I do this better and not enable? Enabling is part of the problem with the addiction, is someone that's just not making good choices. So thank you very much for that, Brandon. Where is it available right now?
Yeah, so you can stop in the Lighthouse Community Center, and we have the book for $10 right here in Fort Wayne. You can go to our website and request a copy through a donation, or probably the easiest way would just on Amazon. It is listed there for the whole world to see, and it's interesting. While we're here, so Fort Wayne and Great Britain are the two places that are getting the most hits for this book.
Wow.
So I don't know what's happening in Great Britain, but someone over there really likes it, and we're selling a bunch over there.
That's amazing. Well, God bless it, and God use it so a lot of people can get the help that they need. And I'll tell you this, I'll put it on my conversations link. It's there right now so you can find out more about the book. And really just, I hope this conversation stirs up something in your heart to do the right thing and get the help that you need. Brandon, thank you, brother. We appreciate your ministry.
No, thank you for the exposure, and we love you guys as well.
So nice. Star883.com. Just click on Conversations.